Father, we thank you and come to you in the precious name of Jesus, and we're so glad again that we've been drawn by your love because you loved, because God so loved, because God so loved us. Thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, that you love us because of Jesus, all because of the Lamb of God, all because of the Lamb slain, all because, as we rejoice, the mercy seat, the blood that was shed. Lord, thank you, Lamb, for shedding that blood. Oh, thank you, Savior, that we rejoice and are thankful that, Lord, we've been raised and seated together with you in the heavens. Now are we the sons of God, and we delight in the presence of our Father. Thank you, Lord, that we're accepted in the Beloved. Thank you, Lord God, that there is therefore now no condemnation because we're in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for Christ in us. It is the hope of glory. And Lord, help us grow into that today, to grow richly in that rich grace. Lord, praising you for your workmanship, thanking you again, God, for your love and your passion for your people. Lord, let us just delight again in the mercy and the grace, giving you all thanksgiving and praise today. Lord, that we just admire and magnify your Son in all things, that we would magnify the name of Jesus. May the Holy Spirit just anoint each and every life here today. God, open our hearts to receive more of your precious Son's love. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to Luke chapter 18. Portion of scripture has been on my heart for some time, and I'm so grateful to God he's broken forth this precious bread in this scripture. And it says in 18:9, he says, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous." There's a problem. Right there, it didn't start off good. Trust in self and proving somehow that they were righteous, it does not work. And there you see the result of it, and despised others. See how critical and ugly we get. That's exactly what happens. Two men went up into the temple to pray, and the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. See, you don't pray with yourself. And there's a problem there. "God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess." And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, "God, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Praise his name. That's a beauty. Matter of fact, there isn't anything more beautiful to our Father. True humility is what we're reading right there, brothers and sisters. True humility. And you see, that's in opposition to many a legal Christian mind. And I'm talking about those who think that Christianity is living to a higher standard. Come on, you've heard that before. Somehow comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. And then looking down upon those who just don't quite measure up to my tower of manure. And that is really what it is, brothers and sisters. And I pray that we come today. And if you haven't already, that in true thankfulness to God, that we would smite our breast today and say, "Lord, thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for that blood that is poured upon my life that you adore. The precious mercy seat, praise be to God. that you have prepared my life to receive your Son. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, pride and self-righteousness. Pride and self-righteousness are two of Satan's mightiest darts. So many brethren are strewn across the race course, lying in defeat. It grieves our hearts to think of the carnage that's caused because of foolish self-pride. If any of us are here today and we're putting any, and I mean any bit of confidence in flesh or in our achievements, I pray that we know that we have just said goodbye to any possibility of being found in only the righteousness of Christ. I pray that if that is something that you're after in flesh or confidence in your achievements, you realize that you have just said goodbye and departed from the perfect work of grace. That you have just said goodbye and let go of the crown of righteousness. We have just said goodbye to the very intent of God's ultimate plan for us, brothers and sisters, to apprehend the Lamb as bridegroom. It's impossible to take that place that is being so freely offered, glorified together with me, is only going to happen with the lives that truly praise Him for Christ in me. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. See, Brother Paul was finally pushed. Corinthians 11. And he finally said, okay, if it's flesh you want to talk about, if it's glorying in what you've done you want to brag about, God help me. I know this is His encouraging, but I'm going to break it forth on you. I did it all. I kept it all. But because I did it all and I kept it all, woe is me, because I was the chief of sinners. That's right. Are you listening to this? We need to listen to the Word of God. Not to religion, not to self-righteous ones that just want to try to control you by feeling. And that's what organized religion has become today, and you can put whatever moniker or name you want on it, it's the same thing. Man's organization puts man in it. And it's going to be organized by steps 1 through 10, And Christ said, honey, I nailed that to the cross for you. Whom I've made free is free indeed. Rejoice and live the liberty that's in Christ. And then you'll begin to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who just happens to be full of grace and truth. You talk about a double portion of freedom. You talk about a double portion of beauty. You talk about a double portion of what He wants us to be in Christ. Hallelujah! I'm so thankful I sing His praises every Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. Matter of fact, let's put the other days in there. It's all by grace. But it is the same thing. Lord, You're beautiful. Christ in me is so wonderful. Lord, I pant after that life. I'm so thankful for the life of Christ who lives in me and beginning to reign in me and take full reign in my life. Praise God, to trust Him, to rejoice in Him, to rest in Him, to take that place. Praise God, to lean upon Him at His feet, to weep there praising Him and thanking Him for the work of love that is finished. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, Paul said, you know, I did this, I did that, and woe is me because I was the chief of sinners. But you know, as you read that, brothers and sisters, we really need to realize that when Paul was caught in that, Paul didn't know any better. Matter of fact, that was sinner Paul. Sinner, Saul. His name wasn't even Paul as of yet. And yet here we are without excuse. Big time. We're sons of God. And we know better. And yet, brothers and sisters, many, many are reveling in the manure of the works of the flesh. It's true. It's true. He's after us. And it's by my Spirit. It's you or my workmanship. Come on. Let's praise Him for that this morning. Now, brothers and sisters, I mentioned this Wednesday, and the Lord had me thinking about this because there were some things that came up. I could honestly stand here before you today, and I can tell you that I never smoked a cigarette. I could tell you I never took a drug. I can tell you I've never been drunk, and I know there's some others. And you know what? I thank God for that. But I want you to know something, that's all a bunch of bunk. If I place any confidence in that, if I believe that somehow, some way, that it makes me more righteous or holy, that if I put any pride in that at all, it would be the greatest defeat to my life. It would be the most putrid thing to God. I understand that whatsoever is not of faith is sin, but I'm telling you, the sin that the Lord really magnifies over and over and in abundance all throughout the Word of God is self-righteousness. It is manure, it's dung. It's the filthy rags that the lepers used to wipe the sores off with. They were contagious, they were infected. You wouldn't even want to be around that stuff. How much more putrid could I express to you that your dirty self-righteousness is? That the only beauty that there is at all is in my Son. And I just so happen to freely give Him all to you. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? What is the matter with us? Brothers and sisters, the love of God needs to reign, the much the more. And we often are deceived so quickly, comparing ourselves amongst ourselves, remembering back so easily in our pasts. Well, that brother did that, that sister did this. Well, they could never be that. Shut up! Brothers and sisters, really know these things. Look to God. Don't you think that the Lord is expecting that prodigal all the time? Wasn't there a feast awaiting? Wasn't there a coat and a hug and a kiss and a ring? Brothers and sisters, that wasn't just for one point in time. That's daily. That's moment by moment. And God help us that we're not as that other son that was resentful, that stood there and said, oh my goodness, Dad, what are you doing? I've been here doing this and this and this. Thank the Lord if He has allowed that faithfulness to continue in your life. Because the moment we drift off and think, well, I did something. And I look at my nails because I remember that little farmer pastor. If I could clip just one pinky nail, and that would count for me for righteousness. It was all in vain. All in vain. Brethren, I will make this statement with as much grief that there could be on my heart. But there are a lot of our precious brethren that do not fellowship here anymore because of an attitude of, well, I can't believe that he did that. And that same enemy lie is still working today. I can't believe that so-and-so did that. I know I never would. I'm telling you, but for the grace of God, but for the grace of God, there go I and there go you in a moment. In a moment. Brethren, I pray, not because we want to bring any attention to ourselves, but I want to be spiritual because, you know what? I love Jesus. That's it, because he loves me, and because of that love, I love Jesus. And ye that are spiritual, restore. Quit kicking one another. I believe we praise the same God that says, I will in no wise cast thee out. What do you think, huh? It's a narrow way. And you're not going to be winging it as you go along and, well, I'm going to take this, pick that, and, you know, I'm going to serve God as the way that I'm going to serve God. No, you're not. You won't. You'll be most miserable. And the most miserable people that I know that can't get over it are the ones that are stuck. And I can't believe that he did that. It's the truth, isn't it, brethren? Amen. And you know what? I'm right in the front of the line. None of us are exempt from this. But for the grace of God, we play each side of these things. Do you understand that? The enemy he's always about trying to just get at us all the time. He is the great divider. He's the one that causes divisions, trying to get in there, trying to get our eyes off looking at him and start looking at one another. Pecking on each other like a bunch of turkeys. I was just up there in Wisconsin, and I had that man telling me that worked in that Jennie-O turkey farm. All those, they clip them beaks all the time. You put them turkeys in there, and they'll peck each other to death. I believe he called us eagles. We soar. And having hearts. A father's heart. Did you know that? The Bible talks about that. A parent's heart. That great eagle, the mom, that puts the younger ones, the weaker ones, upon them wings and bears them. I know that's him, but could you be a vessel, do you think, that he might even use to be useful for him? What do you think? He loves his joints in the body, doesn't he? And his joints are for one purpose, and that's to richly supply one another. When joints are out of whack and vessels are out of whack in the Bible, in our body, it affects every bit of our body, doesn't it? Things shut off. Things don't work right. Brains fail. Hearts fail. Kidneys fail. All of those things, even though they may have just been absolutely healthy themselves, but one little vessel, one little joint that was supplying. And you don't think that you're not important to God? That your attendance at a church? I'm not trying to tell you that to get a crowd in here. I'm telling you that to meet a cloud up there. I hurt for us today because I believe that there's a battle. And this is a battle. And it's taking people out. Brethren, I know that we are more than conquerors through Christ that loves us. Amen. I know that by grace and the power of his might, we are enabled to walk in the Spirit. I know that his all-sufficient grace will protect me and even keep me from sin reigning in my life. But every step of the way, I glory that it's Christ. I glory that it's Christ. Christ that liveth in me. Do you realize what a champion you have? Not for you out yonder. The champion that liveth in you. The champion that lives in me. You talk about a personal God. You talk about why we can pick up our face from looking down this morning and look up and say, thank you, Jesus. I've been deceived all week. I've been deceived for a year. I've been deceived all my life. I don't know. I don't really care how long you've been deceived today. In matter of fact, it's now is the time of your salvation. It's now. It's time to rise up. Hallelujah. It's time to mount up on the wings as eagles. It's time to soar. It's time, brothers and sisters. We've been provided everything. We're more than conquerors. If he be for us, who could be against us? Even when I believe not, he abides faithful. Even when I be otherwise minded, he'll reveal that unto me. Are you willing to let the grace of God bring you this faith? Really? Are you going to just quit living, keep living the lie of, well, I just can't get over it. I'm not going to get over it. And just sit there like this. That's not waiting on God. That's being a stump. Brothers and sisters, I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm glad you smile. I'm thankful it just gives you sweet peace. I am what I am by the grace of God. I realize, oh wretched man, that I am but for God. Exciting. Exciting. And I'm excited for you. If you've been harboring bitterness for a long, long time, I'm excited for you this morning. You know why? Because you're free. I ask you again, are you free? Oh, yes, you are free. Oh, yes, you are. I'm the Lord thy God. And let me tell you, bitterness is a disease that healeth all thy diseases. Miracle cure. The gospel. The balm in Gilead. Now, why do we hit this so much? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's our weak flesh. It's our old man. But even more importantly, brothers and sisters, we live the message. We live a message today that we grow in grace. We grow in grace. I don't believe you'd be coming here today if you didn't want to grow in the Lord. If you didn't want to have more faith today. You know when you come into this place, you're going to hear the Word of God. And I'm thankful for that. I'm not here to, there's no pomp and circumstance. My goodness, we couldn't pomp and circumstance any greater than in the name of Jesus. He is the show. Hallelujah. I don't need any more. Christ and this, what want I more? I know this is the whole counsel of God. I know this is causing heaven itself to stand up today and rejoice in the work of grace. That we've accepted that grace. That we're here in the unity of the Spirit of grace. There isn't anything more mighty. They don't throw roses at us and write us up in papers and talk about us in Christian circles in a good way. But I don't care because there is a cheering over there. Can you see that in spirit? Can you see us, hallelujah, that he is in the midst of us today? That he's in those pews walking around. So thankful, Father, look at him. They're rising up. They're accepting, hallelujah, your gift, me. They're praising you for the gift of your only begotten Son. They're bringing all glory and honor and praise to you, Father, because they're worshiping me. It's so wonderful. You don't realize how privileged you are to bend a knee, to come unto the Lord and say, Lord, my expectation is of you. You're blessed. You're blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And it all started in Jesus' name. It's not in any work of the flesh. Any work of the flesh. It's not in all the things that you could list and all this and that. Praise the Lord, whatever He's done in your life. But you know what He says so quickly? And son, forgetting those things which are behind. Oh man, I just walked out of another glory. Lord, it was so good. He said, nope, son, I got another one. Let's step up. And it's so wonderful. And it's the one after the other after the other. And you thought, oh man, that step was down. And matter of fact, it was a chasm. No, it wasn't. It was up. It was up and up and up. You're not seeing it by God's grace in the light of what He has. And we're talking the riches of His grace. Oh my goodness. How manifold it is. But brothers and sisters, we understand that we live in this knowledge, hallelujah, of the grace of God. That it's all about the grace of God. So if it is all in the grace of God, and if it is the grace of God that we need so badly, and that is vitally what we need, and He tells us loud and clear, as He says in 1 Peter 5:5, He says, all of you be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Then I ask you, what are we doing running around being so prideful? What are we doing running around judging one another? What are we doing running around despising? Trying somehow to get a one-upmanship. Well, that brother or that sister did this or that. Hit your knees. Pray. Brothers and sisters, if someone loves the truth, I'm not going to say I don't care what they're doing. I do care. I want you to live a testimony of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I'm going to tell you something. All hope is in loving the truth. It's all right there. He'll take care of it. But why wouldn't we pray and pray fervently? Clothe yourselves with humility. The Bible says not to think more highly of yourself than you ought. Matter of fact, that means don't. That it is all grace. That God gave us this beautiful, precious body. His body, Christ in us. I'm not complimenting you, God forbid, but I hope you know how beautiful you are in Christ, this precious body, and we're all wondrous parts of that body, and we are compacted and tightly fit because we have a message that we're settling down, we're dwelling together in marriage. That's the message you're going to hear here. That's why when the squeeze is on, sometimes people flee. And it's always because I can't believe that he did that. And that's a bad excuse. Because it's always me. I put self in front of truth. I put my thoughts and my ways as opposed to trusting God. Lord, you even meant that for my good. He said, get in to the house of bread. The house of bread. And he said, there must be heresies among you. You're going to have some trying times. You're going to have some cutting times. But brothers and sisters, he said, endure hardness as a good soldier. And you know what? The good soldier warfare ain't just outside these walls. Oftentimes it's right here. This is the greatest battle that we have. My goodness, game on when you walk into living waters. Yep, that's what it is. Hallelujah, it is. Now, I'm not encouraging you to be thorns to one another. I don't want you doing that. By God's grace, yes, diamonds cut diamonds. But as I've studied out so sweetly, and I understand that, the ones that are set in the crown, the ones that are the crowning jewels, they're not used to cut others. Listen. Listen. It's time to love with the love of God. It's time to grow up and truly into the mighty, mature sons of God. I believe it's going on. But God, help us not to get complacent. God, help us not to just kick back and kick our heels up and said, oh, well, I got that one back in, you know, December 79, and I remember I filed that one away. Brothers and sisters, we are fighting the good fight of faith every single moment. And we're to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And thanks be to God, we've heard this message for years. Thanks be to God, it's been ages past the word. And brothers and sisters, this word is so beautiful. This word is what it is, and this body is so precious. And I hope you understand, looking at one another, we might think that the heart and the liver are so important, but I sure love to see your fingernails and eyelashes too. Think about it. We are perfect in Him. She's a beautiful body, brothers and sisters, and it is grace is what we need. Matter of fact, grace is everything to a Christian life. Grace comes, hallelujah, becomes and is everything to a Christian life. But if we're going to bask in it, and if we're going to be completely sourced with all of the power of grace, we must cease from ourselves. We must cease from ourselves, brothers and sisters. That is it. It's the Word of God. And really begin to stop thinking somehow, some way, you're so important that it's all about me. Yet me is part of it, but it's Christ in me. It's Christ in you. I'm vitally important to the Lord, and you are too, but because of Christ in me. He would have never had anything to do with me without Christ. And now he has everything to do with me because of Christ. He can't get his thoughts off me because of his son, because I am his son. The life came to live in me. Hallelujah. That's the beauty of it all, is Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. And brothers and sisters, it's wonderful because the hope of glory is just about ready to be revealed. And she's so beautiful. She's absolutely incredible. Matter of fact, she's got it going on like nobody could ever even imagine. She's stunning. She's all glorious. Beautiful. And all because, brothers and sisters, she has ceased from her own works. She's completely given over to Him. The usefulness, hallelujah, is all of Christ. She's selfless. By God's grace, she's humbled herself before the Lord. And he said, she's mine. She's mine. And brothers and sisters, he's given us that sweet type in that disciple, John. If you know the word of God, John, the disciple that the Lord loved. Interesting why he would say that. If you really think about it, doesn't really, well, why would he ever say that? Until you got Paul's gospel. Oh, many daughters have done virtuously, but honey, you excel them all. Oh, there's a lot of pretty ones out there. There's a lot of beauties. There's a lot that have been with the chamberlain. Oh, but old Esther, you've ravished me, honey. I love you more than all. What do you want? What's mine is yours. You got it all. You got me. Brothers and sisters, this is what he's saying. This is who she is. She is the one that is completely said, Lord, by grace, being found only in your righteousness. Let's bow our heads.
I said to Peter, what I have cleansed, call thou not common. May saints lift up your wings, take flight. I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask of me.
In Jesus' name, amen.